It makes no difference whether you're a believer or unbeliever. Everybody is going to face some spiritual, mental, or physical battles. The believer has the life of Christ, or the life and spirit of the overcomer, living on the inside of you.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This is part three from Pastor Rogers' Real Power series, The Power of the Overcomer. Let's continue on in the message today with Pastor Rogers.
Let me give it to you from 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father. It's not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You want to know what Jesus secured on the cross? John 10 and 10. The thief comes but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I didn't go to that cross just to go around and play around games. I came to secure your life and an abundant life that's found in Jesus Christ. So I came to serve notice on the devil that I don't care what anybody's done. I don't care what's in your past. I don't care what happened just last night. There's enough blood flowing from the cross of Calvary to cleanse a multitude of sin. And I can assure you that grace is abounding here today, and there's enough power to break every yoke of bondage off of your life in the name of Jesus. So don't sit there and dilly-dally with the old man. Put the old man in his rightful place. Well, Pastor, what happens if I have to do that tomorrow? Do it again tomorrow. What about Wednesday? Do it again on Wednesday. Drag the old man right there to the cross and pin his head to the ground. If you got to do like one of them Old Testament women prophets who took a nail out while she entertained the enemy in the tent and drove it right through his skull, I came to tell you that cross understands nails. You didn't hear what I said. I said the cross understands nails. Jesus understands nails. You might think that those nails held him there, but I can assure you the nails were nothing more than the steel that God made a long time ago. He made the steel. He could have melted it all down, but he let the little steel nail hold him up on the cross until everything was complete. Come on, preacher. I think I will. 1 John 3 and 8 makes it very clear what Jesus was coming to do. He that committeth sin is of the devil, the Bible said, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. But for this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy. We're in a negotiation. We want a democratic devil. Come on, preacher. I say we want a democratic devil. And when we get in trouble, we want to sit down and negotiate at the table like we're messing around with Mr. Kim Jong-un. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I can assure you, when I walked through that Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and I watched how long it took America to get up off of his hands to be able to let the world know that the Hitler that had risen up in dictator power needed to be taken out, I want you to know something. God don't play no games. You better read that book right there. When God said, go in, Joshua, and take the whole city of Jericho, he wasn't asking them to save a few trinkets for themselves. He said, you better give it all to me, otherwise there'll be another seed that'll grow up and mess with your kids. And what do you know? That's exactly what happened. I came to tell you, whether it's little old AI or a massive city of Jericho, you better unleash the full authority of Jesus Christ. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy, annihilate. Pastor, you're so violent. It's so violent. Yeah, I'm so violent until it happens at your house. Until it happens to your kids. until you're watching your child. Like I watched a video the other day of a brand new drug coming out of Colombia that literally puts them so far out of their mind they're reeling like a snake on the ground and have no control of themselves. I came to tell you one of the last day signs, the Bible said, would be sorceries in the last day. From the word that we get pharmaceuke in the Greek, that word is pharmaceutical or drug. Drug pushers and drug takers today. And you say, well, Pastor, that's not me and my family. You better hold up, my dear friend. I guarantee you there's most everybody in here has been touched somewhere by drug addiction or some problem that's going on in your life. I came to tell you, you better hear this preacher this morning. We are not dualists in this building. We don't believe that God and the devil have the same power. I came to tell you God has put the devil up underneath his feet with all principality and all power. The devil don't have any power unless you give it to him. Put your foot on the head of the devil and take authority over that thing in the name of Jesus. I came to help you this morning. Jesus came unwelcomed by the masses, hated by the devil and hated by some around him. But Jesus kept on coming. And the book of Luke says, when he stood up in that synagogue that I stood in just a few days ago, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Ooh, come on, say that with me. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Come on, you didn't get that. Hold your hand up right there and say, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Come on, I said, claim that, right? The Spirit of the Lord God, I feel that in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Not some spirit, the Spirit of the Lord God, the Lord, the owner, the manager, the Lord. You don't just call Jesus Savior, you call him Lord Jesus Christ because he owns the house, he owns everything about you. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, Jesus was reading from the book of Isaiah out of all the books that were found because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That's your job. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. He didn't let anything detour him from the cross. He said, I've come to do a job. I got 3.5 years to do it. What a power. We're still talking about it in the year of 2018. I don't know if you understand what I just said. If he was one of the gods that some of the talk show hosts are trying to mock today, we would not be talking about him today. But I got news for you somewhere in some church, and I guarantee you it's going to happen here today, somewhere in some church, in some location, in some place where people are gathered together in the name of the Lord, somebody's going to be delivered by the same power of the cross over 2,000 years ago. You know why? Because there's power. Hallelujah. He didn't let anything detour him, and I'm glad. I just want to stand here on this platform with this mic in my hand and say, thank you, Jesus, for keeping on keeping on. I said, thank you, Jesus. You healed my broken heart and you bound up my wounded spirit. You gave me something that nobody else could give me. And I'm so glad you didn't let the assassins kill you. And I'm so glad that you didn't let anybody else kill you. In fact, when the Roman soldier shoved a spear in his side, he wasn't killing you. You had already laid down your life. I just want to thank you for keeping on keeping on. I came to tell you, church, this morning, Satan couldn't stop the Lord, and if the Lord lives on the inside of you, Satan can't stop you either. Now to my text in 5 minutes. Colossians 2:14 said, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. This literally defines as, you're holding the bill of debt in your hand. And Jesus took your bill. And with the nails of the cross, everything, all these ordinances, all this religious activity, he said, I'm going to take everything, all of your sins, I'm going to take it all. and he nailed it to the cross. Whenever in that particular region, whenever there was someone who had a bill to be paid, they were obligated. The debtor was obligated to the debt. But when the bill was paid, this is what they would do. They would take that bill or whatever bills were paid, and they would nail it to the door of their house so that everybody passing by could see that the bill was paid in full. Oh, help me preach right here, Jesus. I do believe Jesus said, I am the door. And I'm the one who's got control of the nail. And you owed a debt that you could not pay. And he paid the debt that you could not pay. And what did God do? Jesus hung between heaven and earth and nailed everything up. He said, you don't have to go through all that ritual of routine anymore. You don't have to rub beads and light candles and crawl on your knees. You don't have to go through all of that kind of ritual and ordinances anymore. You just come to me, all ye that are laboring and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Let me stop right here and preach about rest a minute. That cross gives me rest today, ladies and gentlemen. You look at it as a place of torment. I look at it as a place where I found peace and rest. Now I don't have to fight my own battles. Jesus took all of my sins, nailed it to the door, and said, the bill has been paid in full. I don't know if you feel that good. Right now, I think we owe Lowe's a little bit of money for a refrigerator or something we got out there. And you know, if you're anything about anybody who wants to get the bill paid, you say you can't rest until the bill gets paid. Huh? Anybody know? Oh, let me talk to everybody. We're coming up on tax day, and some of you biting your fingers right now and holding back on your tithe. Let me just tell you, you better put your tithe in there, because the one that pays the bill is named Jesus Christ, and he's nailed it to the wall, and he said, for your sin, it is paid in. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm paid in full. So, the Bible says that having spoiled principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Jesus didn't die. I got 5 minutes. Jesus didn't die so that you could be halfway saved, halfway healed. Jesus didn't die halfway. Jesus didn't die so you could be halfway delivered, halfway overcome, halfway worshiped. We come into this building many times and we're waiting on the worship team to get us there. When in fact, when I think about the Lord, I can tell. You stayed out too late last night. When I think about what Jesus has done for me on the cross, they don't have to sing a song about the cross. They don't have to sing a song about what Jesus paid for. All I got to do is let it run through the corridors of my mind, and I'll praise him and shout. I might even get out of control. Well, there'll always be a Michelle looking out the window saying, that's a little bit too much. You're going a little bit too far. Funny they don't say that about the hockey game and the basketball game and everything else. But when you get to church, the devil wants you to sit down and shut up. But I came to tell the devil, you waited way too long. God's been too good to me. And as long as I got a microphone and a Bible, there's going to be some shouting going on, because Jesus dropped the charges.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Hello, this is Pastor Joey Rogers, and I want you to mark the dates June the 30th and July the 1st, and join us for our Freedom Conference. Special guest, William Federer, Kamal Saleem, and Lieutenant General Retired Jerry Boykin. You will not want to miss that exciting weekend So mark your calendar, save the date, and join us right here at Pace City.